Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let me get to it for Jet fans because they waited a long time for this all season for something to happen, and they got it yesterday. And as I said when I opened the show, I've been a big Sam Darnold guy from the beginning since he was at USC, as you know. I've been a big fan of him being a good big-time pro quarterback. I thought he would be. And I think it was never on display more yesterday what Darnold did that showed you when you have a guy who lifts everybody by his mere presence, that just him showing up made everything better, made the offensive line better. It made the offense better. It made the defense better. It made the food taste better in the stadium. It made everything. It made the weather better. It made everything better. It just completely lifted the cloud over that franchise and over that stadium. And then all of a sudden, you're running off the field. And I understand the field goal before the half, but you're running off the field with a 21-6 lead over the Dallas Cowboys after having a team that couldn't even, you know, complete a pass, that couldn't even make a first down. And this is not to knock the guys who played when he wasn't there. That's not the point at all. That is not, and it's not about the Dallas Cowboys problems for all you Cowboy fans right now. It's about the fact that Darnold went in there yesterday and went 23 of 32 for 338 yards. And I understand they held on for dear life. I understand that. Okay. None of it matters. What matters is they look like a football team. What matters is they operated like a football team. What matters is they went in there and they knew they had a chance to win the game. They knew they had a chance to get the job done. They knew they had a chance to make some plays, and they did make big plays, which they did, obviously, you know, with the plays that you saw, with whether it was the play to Anderson or the play to Griffin or whatever play you want to take in the game, or what they did in terms of what they did in the receiving game. You know, whether it was to Crowder or to Thomas or to Anderson or to Griffin or whatever you want to talk about. The bottom line is they look like a football team. And now you'll treat them. First of all, their defense is not bad. Their corners are not good. Their defense is not bad. And when they get Mosley back, their defense could actually be pretty good. I don't know when Mosley's coming back from this groin. Hopefully soon. Hopefully in time for the Pats. I mean, because I actually think with the issues I see from the Pats on offense right now, and Gronkowski's not coming back despite their pleading. He's not coming back. Their problems at tight end, their problems on the offensive line, their problems on offense are pronounced right now. They are, I mean, I actually think that will be a very competitive game come Monday night. And I think the Jets defense, with a couple of playmakers, which they do have, and you saw some of the stuff they did on defense. You say, did they hold on for dear life? Yeah, they held on. You knew the Cowboys. I'm telling you right now, the biggest play that told me that second half, that field goal before the half, told me the second half was going to be a hold on tight half. I said to somebody yesterday, I said, watch, this is going to be, you expected it, but then I'm telling you, those field goals like that make a difference. They really do. And it doesn't matter. They won the game, and more than anything else, they again looked like they had an understanding of who they were, what they were trying to do, and how they were going to do it. And they looked like a football team. In every way, they looked like a football team. And that was because of one person and one reason. And it shows you what the difference is. And it also shows you that how much it is his team. Okay? And in every way, there was a bounce in the step of the defensive players. There was a bounce in the step of the offensive lineman coming out of the huddle. There was a bounce in the step of the wide receivers. There was a bounce in the step of the head coach. So that was the difference, and it showed in every way. Just his ability to stand in there and make the throws that he did, make the plays that he did, get the ball out on time, do the things that he had to do. I mean, it makes a difference when the guy in there is actually a real quarterback. And Sam Darnold is a real quarterback in every way. And the Jets are going to win their share down the stretch. There's no question about it. And a Giant-Jet game is going to be a lot of fun. It really is, because not just because of the young quarterbacks, but this is going to be something to have. It's going to actually give one of these teams a lift. But first things first, the Pats have embarrassed them enough. They actually, I think they're going to give the Pats a go on Monday night. I really believe that. I don't think that game's a walkover by any stretch. I wasn't surprised by yesterday. I thought it would be a close game. I didn't know if they'd win or not. But obviously Dallas dug a big hole, and Dallas was missing key people. When you're missing both your offensive tackles, it makes a big difference. And it took them a while to get their act together. But it's not about the Cowboys. I know you don't care about the Cowboys, and Jet fans shouldn't care about the Cowboys. What they care about is the fact that they re-entered the NFL. And you want to get on Gaze, you can get on Gaze for one thing. Gaze really didn't give his best effort without Sam in there. He really didn't. He kind of let his organization down. He was almost in a pout when he was out without Sam. And he wanted Sam back. And he got him back, and you saw the difference when he got him back. And he was like, I'm tired of having bad quarterbacks. I don't want to do this with the bad quarterbacks. And now he had a little life breathing to him yesterday. And you could see that. And you could see it all the way around. And that doesn't mean that he should have won with the other quarterbacks. But they should not have been as putrid as they were. They should not have been as non-competitive. But it just showed you there was a lot of quitting a coach when Sam wasn't there, but there was no quitting that team yesterday. And it made that big a difference. Your Jet calls when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.